President Bush has altered his position on the federal marriage amendment. In his State of the Union address earlier this year, Mr. Bush deplored activist judges and said this: "On an issue of such great consequence, the people's voice must be heard. If judges insist on forcing their arbitrary will upon the people, the only alternative left would be the constitutional process." From that conditional and slightly muffled statement in January to this unmistakable statement in Saturday's weekly radio address, he said, "A constitutional amendment should never be undertaken lightly, yet to defend marriage, there is no other choice." Over the past 6 months, the president's opinion of a constitutional amendment has evolved. Has the opinion of the American public evolved comparably? Well, joining us is Adam Clymer, political director for the National Annenberg Election Survey. Welcome once again.
Nice to be with you.
First, what's the lay of the land in terms of public opinion on either legalizing same-sex marriage or passing an amendment to the Constitution that would make it illegal?
Well, I think the public is still against same-sex marriage. Roughly 61% opposed in our most recent data. When you ask, would you favor or oppose a law in your state allowing two men to marry each other or two women to marry each other? 33% favor, 61% oppose. But when it comes to a constitutional amendment, I have the sense that the public's voice is still muffled in the way the president described it in the State of the Union. We get 43 in favor, 46 opposed. The country's split about that, and there are people who say that the president and the Republicans are doing this to satisfy conservatives who are very anxious about the subject. If they are, it's a question of appealing to the base rather than appealing to swing voters. Because when we looked at undecided or persuadable voters, people who either haven't made up their mind or are soft supporters of one candidate or another, they're quite firmly against an amendment. 50% oppose, only 34% favor it.
I mean, actually, the swing voters are actually more against an amendment than the electorate at large.
Absolutely.
Lots has happened over the past 6 months. This was the period during which Massachusetts legalized same-sex marriage, and then there were those independent moves by San Francisco and New Paltz, New York, and Multnomah County, Oregon, to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. In response to all of that and all the coverage of it, any motion, any perceptible shift in what people think about this?
Arguably a point or two change working in favor of an amendment, but not much more than that. It's not a central issue for most Americans. Most Americans have some doubt about amending the Constitution, like a lot of senators.
Of course, there is another side to this, which is gays and lesbians who want same-sex marriage to be legalized throughout the country. They don't have a majority, but they do have a lot of support in the Congress.
And it varies from place to place. I mean, there are some states where they've got more strength than others. Basically, I don't see much change in either the attitude about same-sex marriage itself or about a constitutional amendment to prohibit it.
It's strange. The idea of who can get married, the idea that people of the same sex could marry each other, would be one of the greatest changes in mores we can imagine were it actually to become law. But it doesn't seem to be a decisive issue for a lot of people.
No, it's a turnout issue. I mean, it is. I think the argument that the conservative religious, you know, people who go to church more than once a week, they're, by and large, they're very strongly motivated by that. But it's not an issue where all that many people say, well, how you vote on this determines how I will vote in November.
Adam Clymer, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Happy to be with you.
Adam Clymer, who is political director for the National Annenberg Election Survey.